Talk of the day. Thank you so much for being with us and being interested in open source design. And without further ado, Lucas C.
Thank you. So I'll have you for 20 minutes to talk about improving web accessibility with respect to backward compatibility. There's a lot of words, but it's not that difficult. Let's skip this. For context, I worked for 2 years to improve the web accessibility of the XWiki tool. XWiki is a free and open source software which was first released in 2004 when accessibility really wasn't in the mind of everyone. So there were some things left in some places, and we needed to update it, and I was responsible to update those places. So this is XWiki, just to give you a quick look. There's a lot of things in the UI. And most of XWiki, we have a tool, XWiki Standard, and you can put extension on it, and you can put your own customization. You can script a lot of things on it, and all of our users, they all have customizations and everything on their instances. So we really need to take care when we update anything to be backward compatible, because we don't want our users to have trouble migrating to newer versions. At least the least possible trouble with it. That's the context. And there I was tasked with trying to improve, to give a keyboard alternative for table dragging actions. So as you can see here, we have a component which is kind of a data table. And every single column, you can click the label to filter by this label. Then you can resize the columns and you can reorder them. And 2 years ago, you couldn't do this with a keyboard, which isn't really great for accessibility and even usability. So yeah, this was the state of things. And this is my first prototype. I proposed it. And actually, we merged it. And the day later, one of my friends, he sent me a message. Okay, Luca, we need to see something. There's an issue with your merge. There's an issue with your change of the user interface here, because on your example, it's fine. There's space. Everything is nice. You can add buttons you can add handles to resize and reorder your columns. But actually, on some use cases, on a lot of them, in fact, you have like 20 columns. And what was fitting really tightly onto one page before, it overflowed by a lot. So you needed to scroll to access the latest columns. And that's not good. So we needed to discuss again, and we arrived to this final version. We don't have nice looking 24 by 24 accessible buttons for handles for resizing and reordering the columns, because we had to make compromises. The space was not really easy to find. So I just added a small indicator when we're hovering. This one is responsible of resizing, and you can drag and drop the title to reorder. And of course, I added all the necessary listeners to make it with the keyboard, and all the aria descriptions, so that users actually arriving on this very specific component could know how to interact with it and how to use it, because it's not standard, opposite to this. Like this, This one didn't need many explanations because it's just buttons with a label and it's fine. This became quite more difficult and needed a lot more discussions and compromises because we had already users and a lot of people already using this. And getting back on the initial design and the initial space taken by each column, it was really difficult. So the second thing I want to show to you, how much time? Okay. I want to show to you is making links visually distinct. 2 years ago, we had one mode, the default, which is every link, no link is underlined. And the other mode, if you go into a neat little section in your user profile, you can activate link underlining. I had an issue with it. It's because when you go to your user profile, your first experience with XWiki, it's not accessible. And it's not, so XWiki wasn't accessible by default. And like, we couldn't even assume people knew about this setting because it wasn't really well shown. So we needed to do something about it because users here, they would have trouble like with the contrast between the link and the text is very low, so it would be difficult for some users to figure out what is a link and what is a text. Like there's two links here, but if I just give you the gray image, you can barely see it. There's two standard solutions for this. The first one, the easy one, you just pick a color for your links where all the contrast requirements between your colors are respected. So you need 4 points, like for accessible content, respecting WCAG 2.2. You need a contrast of 4.5 between your text and background. You need same for the link color. And in addition, you need a contrast of 3 between the text and link color.
This is not visible.
Yeah, sorry.
the black on blue.
That's why. Like the contrast is bad. And for XWiki, it wasn't a possible solution because there were too many colors everywhere, and there were no blue that would fit this thing. So we needed to do underlining. This was the only solution to make the links actually distinguishable from surrounding text. But underlining everything is really ugly. Even so, like there's a navigation element here. We have a bunch of links into it. And underlining everything, I got feedback from the community. They told me, it's it makes the things so much heavier. Like it doesn't look good at all. We cannot do this. So actually, we decided to compromise and try to find the solution that would fit the best for everyone, and to underline only inline links. So those links, which have an orange square around them, they are easy to. It's easy to understand they are links because of their context. Like you can see around them, okay, there's a little dot and it's navigation. I can probably click on it and it's fine. But those links, if they are not underlined, those in a little green square. It can be difficult to figure out if they are actual links or not possible. So that's about it. And the backward compatibility aspect is that users were used were used to the loops of this UI, which was really light, I guess, compared to full underlined UI. And we couldn't just go with a simple solution of underlining everything. We needed to find a compromise. Okay. The third point I want to talk about, it's a thing everyone saw at some point, everyone handled, be it designers or developers, it's a login form. In XWiki, our login form had an issue with the tab order. When you click on your tab key on your keyboard on a web page, you go through the interactive elements. And this was the tab order. So one, two, you go down, down, and then you go back up, and then down. For accessibility, you don't want this. You want to line up your content, like your visual content, with your tab order, which in most cases, you need to also line things up with the DOM order. DOM is a document object model, so it's the way the information that's contained in the page is stored, I guess. So this is what I just showed you. The path of the user cursor goes down the form and then back up. So we couldn't go with this. The second issue with this was that it was hard-coded to be at the start of the page. But when you left the last field of the form, it would send you back to the logo on the top left. So we needed to remove this. So this is my first prototype. I don't want to make UI changes because it needs to be discussed and everything, and I'm not a designer, so I cannot propose much. So I just said, okay, let's change the tab order to start here, and then go down there, 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 and just go down the form, and everything's fine. Autofocus the first when we arrive, and everything's good. But we merged this, and the day later, one of my friends contacted me, and he told me, okay, Luca, what you actually did, we can't go with this. Because he was a user of XWiki, and a developer. And when he wanted to log in, he had his habits. Like, he was used to just filling his name, tabbing once, filling his password, tabbing twice, and then logging in. But I messed this up a lot. So, yeah, we had to discuss a change in UI. It's not much, but we had to discuss it and let everyone about it. And we ended up on a design which was kind of similar to this. It's not the final one, but yeah. So that's about it, I think. Yeah, it was short, but... one final word. Thank you for your attention. And what this tells us, I want you to remember this lesson, shift left your accessibility. If you want your design to stay on a long time, on a product for a tool for a long time, try to integrate it in your design and to integrate accessibility into your design so that later on you won't have to struggle with backward compatibility. And yeah, thank you.
Thank you. We have some time for questions.
I would like to go to you today. I work for a public institution and we will use the HTTP to be implemented and